Hello, this is Christopher Westra with LightIsReal.com, and I've got another Freedom Audio here for you, and this one is on telling the difference between a goal and a glimmer. Now, many people don't have any goals. All they have is lists of dozens or even hundreds of glimmers. So first of all, let me just differentiate between the two. A goal is something that you are absolutely committed to. And it has a time frame, and it's written down, and you're willing to devote the resources and the money and the time necessary and the hard work to complete it, no matter what gets in the way. You will do it. And as I mentioned, many people do not have goals because they don't have that kind of commitment about anything. But most people do. They just suffer from confusion between what are their goals and what are their glimmers. Now, a glimmer, on the other hand, is something that you'd like to do. It would be fun to do. You may want to do it someday, but you're not absolutely committed to it. And I have those too. I have I'd love to learn to play the piano again. I can play a few songs, but I'd have to really practice up, and there's some songs I want to learn. But I'm just not willing to devote the resources to it right now. It's not that high priority. I'd love to run on the Great Wall of China. I'd love to visit Ecuador and see the diverse animals and species there and in the Galapagos Islands. I'd love to swim with the dolphins. I'd love to do all these things and many, many more. But I recognize they're not goals because I'm not absolutely committed to doing them in a certain time frame. So the first thing that really helps is to actually make a list and separate out your goals from your glimmers. Now, as far as the number of goals, you can on your list go ahead and jot them down because you've got the rest of your life. So they could be dozens or hundreds long, and then we'll whittle them down later. But just make a list, put goals on the left, put glimmers on the right, and all the things that you've always wanted to do. Start a greenhouse, start a new business, write your own book, travel the world, all kinds of adventure and service opportunities, anything you might think. And then write down those that you really are committed to, and those that you might want to do someday, but if you get to the end of your life and you haven't, it's not that big a deal. You focused on the priorities that were yours at the time. Now, on the number of goals, most people focus on way too many. They have 10, 15, 20. Each year, come up with 5 major goals. In another audio, I might talk about the 5 areas to cover with business and personal and other, but just 5 is about all you can focus on for 1 year if they're fairly substantial goals, and they should be. They should push you beyond what you've done before. So each year you can come up with 5 major goals to do. For example, one goal that I just finished last week, and I mean it's fun, but it's still a goal, is to take my family to Yellowstone. I had to convert some resources, I had to save the time, I had to do some planning, we had to plan out the whole schedule, but that's where my family really wanted to go. It was between the Grand Canyon and Yellowstone, and they decided on Yellowstone, so that's where we went. And that was my major family goal for the entire year. And now that that's done, I'll plan another one for 2008, and we're already thinking about that. So those are some thoughts between glimmers and goals. Separate out your glimmers from your goals so that you can focus on your goals. Thanks, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye.